It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard throughout the tri-state area. Listen on the radio at kntrtalk.com and the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoie.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a house. I would buy you a house.
I don't know if I'd buy you a house, Don, but maybe invest in another mobile command center for you guys. What do you think?
Sure, why not?
Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm Paul Lavoie. It is Thursday, August 4th, 2022. Obviously, Brian Springberg is not here today, but in his seat. Well, we have one person in his seat and two ladies. So there you go. Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You guys got to play along here.
Okay.
These are the jokes. I have a rotten audience today. So anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. Reagan Ross, Sean Watkins, and Don Hansen are here. We're going to be talking about a new nonprofit in the area, right?
Yep.
Called Havasu Together.
Yes.
Promoting community growth and enrichment through art and entrepreneurship in Lake Havasu City. Why do you make me say big words like that? Entrepreneurship.
Makes you sound fancy.
It does. It does. It makes me sound intelligent, right?
Inteligente.
Yeah, you just got to put a flyer in front of me to achieve the goal. So there you go. All right, let's see. No game scheduled on the sports station today, but the Diamondbacks and Rockies, three-game series this weekend starts tomorrow at 6:40, and we'll have all three games on 94.3, 100.5, 980 AM, KNTR Sports. Welcome to the team. You can get the entire schedule at kntrsports.com. And I want to talk about Havasu Together. Who came up with the idea? Where was it? Where was this born? And everybody's pointing at Reagan.
Yes.
Of course.
So it started with the concept from the farmers market, which we're into our fourth season already for the Lake Havasu Farmers Market, and it needed to live under a nonprofit. So after researching the overwhelming abundance of nonprofits that Lake Havasu has, it just didn't fit in the structure of any of the existing ones. So we started our own, and we wanted it to be more broad and do more for the community than just the farmers market. So that's where Havasu Together started.
Were you also blessed with navigating the IRS paperwork and all that to get the nonprofit number?
We hired a lawyer.
Nice.
Yes.
That's the way to do
yes.
it.
Yes. When yes, get
Not
it done right.
People like them, but they make stuff a lot easier.
Yes,
absolutely. I know people that always try to do that themselves, and then it seems like it takes longer.
Yes, yeah. When they can just use their templates and get it through, it was simple. So
nice.
Yep.
A little, yeah, kind of simple, except you had to go to somebody else, right?
You just have to pay for it.
Right. So, okay, so you have a 501c3 now, nonprofit organization. You're named as the president.
Correct.
Reagan Ross. And then Sean, you're the
vice president. Yep.
And Don is the secretary.
Yes.
So we have the big three of the board right here.
The board is
well,
in the
not,
house.
Wait, yes. You're not the board. You would be the staff.
No, we're the board.
Oh, you're the board.
Yep, it's
okay.
Just the three of us.
Okay, perfect. So it's a board-driven nonprofit.
Yes.
I got it. Perfect. All right, so tell me about the three facets of this new Havasu Together program. Who wants to start with that?
I'll take it away. So the events that we do for fundraising are the farmers market. So all the vendor fees that they pay to participate is the income from that. And then some of the moms that do the farmers market thought it would be neat to do a youth market. So we are going to into our, I believe, our sixth youth market or fourth youth market. We do it twice a year. And it's ages 5 through 18, set up a table and sell whatever they want to sell that makes them happy. So the community absolutely loves and supports the youth market. So the next one for that is November 19th, and then we'll do it again in the spring on April 15th. So we've had about 50 youth participate in each one that we've done, and it's a great fun. We do awards. We're starting to do some workshops for them. So we love doing that one. And then the art night is in conjunction with First Friday, since a lot of people come down to McCulloch Boulevard to support First Friday. We just want to make sure that we're helping support that, and we have different art that's displayed at the cause on McCulloch next to Grace Arts Live. And if you buy any of that art that's displayed, 20% of your purchase goes back to Havasu Together,
The
rest goes to the artist. And we switch that out every 4 months. New art is displayed.
Yeah, I know we're a ways off from the events here, but we wanted to get the word out kind of right away.
It's
that
right around the corner.
We're here. Havasu Together is formed. That's kind of what Don and I had talked about and why you got on the program.
Yeah, it's we're really excited, and it's taking its own shape, and we couldn't be happier. Actually, the youth market, we've gotten such a big response that we are taking it to Quarrio Park this time. It's going to be at the parcel. It's almost doubled in size, and it's just taking on its own.
We've had to start doing waiting lists now because so many parents are starting to reach out, and especially now that we're going into doing workshops, we're trying to do classes for students about branding, how to develop their website, how to get social media going, all that, to get their product and voice out there beyond just the market as well. And we're already seeing a few of the kids from the youth market now who have graduated high school, and now they're applying for business licenses and coming over to the farmers market side. So it's kind of just becoming this big full circle.
So I've heard of farmers market, but a youth market, what does that entail? I mean, I'm thinking lemonade stand, but obviously that's kind of rudimentary right there.
We have had a lemonade stand.
Really?
Yep. Hot cocoa stands.
Hot cocoa, yeah. any a lot of dog treats, a lot of dog food, dog fun stuff.
One of the businesses I own in town is Mori Pie and More Business. Our family runs it all together.
Right.
And
great
so
product,
we've
by the
been,
way.
Thank you. So we've been showing a lot of the kids how to apply for like cottage law so that they can actually make food products at their house legally and then come sell it through, and it's all legal through the health department. So showing kids these avenues that they didn't know was there has been helping them kind of open their eyes to what possibilities they have.
That's always good when you have someone help you navigate the bureaucracy of business, right?
And the future, like where we want to be a part of where the future of Lake Havasu is going, and starting at younger kids and fostering their entrepreneurship and supporting their local, their big ideas, and
giving them a voice in how their community is going to be shaped in the future. Kind of.
So speaking of which, with the farmers market and the youth market, how does the business license angle work, or is there one? Are you covering them under your umbrella?
For the youth market, we did work with the city very closely on getting approval that they fall under our nonprofit umbrella. The first couple years that we did it, we did have to require that the youth get a business license, which was hard.
Oh, yeah.
It's not so much the business license, as I've explained to our city manager. It's the Arizona Department of Revenue, because they have to get that as well, just due to our state laws. So that we're fortunate. But yes, for the farmers market, they are selling, and they do have to have a business license for that. And I walk all of the vendors at the farmers market through that process as well.
Wow, interesting. What about clubs at the high school or something like that? Would they be encouraged to participate?
Of course, yep. And we have a nonprofit rate if they want to do the farmers market. Any nonprofit's always welcome to come and talk about. We work a lot with Haven when it's Domestic Violence Month or anything like that. They're welcome. Hospice always participates in September for their big fundraiser. They come and sell tickets. So, yeah, it's open to anybody within the community. We do have guidelines that everything that being sold does is made by the person selling it, or it has some type of food base. Mm-hmm. So we don't know multi-level marketing type businesses are in our guidelines, just to keep the roots of a farmer's market. So.
You're not doing anything like the kids that produce art or anything like that. It's mostly just food?
No, art, especially the youth market, is primarily art.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
As long as it's got some handmade element to it, mm-hmm. it's their own craftsmanship.
We have amazing youth artists.
Really?
That
yes.
make metal art, digital art. We had one gal that would come and set up, and she would, you would give her any picture off your phone, and she would draw it on her iPad and then print it for you right there.
Wow.
So amazing. A lot of jewelry. We even had two young boys come to the last youth market, and they made paper airplanes. And they were selling them for, I think, 50 cents.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anything.
People are buying them a lot.
anything for the youth. We don't have any guidelines, as long as it's legal, you know, in food-wise, but very open guidelines for the youth market.
And we have a number of also WAVE students who do the internships through the WAVE schools.
Right.
They've been coming out and starting to try to get their own little food businesses mm-hmm. going and bakeries. So that's like, there's a lot of crossover between us and other organizations.
For those people who love, what is that called? Acronyms? WAVE is Western Arizona Vocational Education, I believe.
I believe so, yeah.
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 So anyway, good vocational job. Is in there. I've done enough interviews where I know, so, and I get a lot of grief when we use acronyms on the show from one listener in particular. So there you go. What about the cause? How is the cause involved in any way?
We, are the home for the farmers market. So the farmers market is year round. A lot of people think we go dark in the summer, but nope, we're year-round, twice a month, the second and fourth Saturday from 8 to noon. We will never switch that schedule again, and we will never switch the time again.
I don't blame you.
We've played with that, and those dates really settle in, especially we did switch a year ago the dates of the farmers market just so that it was not the same time as First Friday, because we had a lot of vendors and volunteers, myself included, that would do First Friday and then the farmers market, and it was impossible to do both back to back. So it will be the second and fourth Saturday from 8 to noon, and we're all indoors for the summer, and then October through April we spread indoors and outdoors.
Wow, very cool.
Yeah, there's some vendors that prefer to be indoors. They don't like the product to right. be in direct sun or wind. So we definitely like having it both options available.
If it's my table, I don't want the seller in direct sun or wind. That would be me, darn.
Right.
Holy
got
cow.
It. I got
we
got
to take a break just to figure out Paul's comedy here, right? All right, back with more in a moment. We threw out so many titles when it came to music for the breaks, so I just kind of landed on the Police.
Perfect.
You can't go wrong
awesome.
With that trio, right?
Nope.
All right, for those of you trying to find Brian Springberg, Brian is off this week, and I assure you he will return next week. August is kind of spotty for Brian. When you own a property in Utah, that's just how it works, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would be gone all summer if I owned a property in Utah, but that's just me. All right, I'm Paul LaVoy, and we're with Reagan Ross, Sean Watkins, and Don Hansen from Havasu Together. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Back on Speak Out. Don's kind of rocking out over here to the Police, right? I know. This is one of the most underrated police songs ever, and it never gets any airplay.
That's rad.
That's a great. It's rad. Nice. Nice. Now we're back in the day.
And we're back.
Back in the day language, right? Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage, also Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Horizon Community Bank, GDK LLC, Springberg Wealth Management, and by Patio Paradise. And don't forget, we stream live and our show archives are at KNTRtalk.com, so y'all can listen to yourself later.
Okay.
When it's posted later this afternoon. KNTRtalk.com, there's a business card right there with the address and everything on the back. And we also save those to the Lake Havasu City app, available at the Google Play and Apple iStore. And Alyssa was just on the show. Yeah.
Love her.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
She's doing a great job with that app, by the way.
She is. She's killing it.
What did she say? 5,500 downloads or something since they started? And that's not even a year old.
Excellent.
So pretty good in a town of, what, 59,015 people, I think they said?
You got to count those 15.
I think that's what it was. I think it was 59,015, if I remember right. I'll probably get a text on that, too. All right, we're back with Reagan Ross, Sean Watkins, and Don Hansen from Havasu Together. Probably should have asked you, where are the proceeds going? What are the proceeds from these events, the farmers market, the youth market, and the art night events? What are the proceeds going to be used for? Yeah, what are you doing with the money?
So the main focus right now is mostly going towards supporting the events, and then as we progress and start kind of building up, we want to start doing grants and scholarships for these youth market and for people to help launch their own businesses here in town. We've got things in the works like grants for helping people who need to get started as far as like the business license costs, because there's a lot of costs to starting a business that you don't really realize until you start really diving into it.
I bet.
So we're hoping that we can start doing grants so that way people can save their money for raw materials they need to get their business going.
All right, perfect. So let's go over the dates again. When are the dates for these events? I know they're a ways off, but we wanted to more or less announce today that this organization is together and these events are coming, so people will be ready when they're here.
Farmers market's always year round. So the next one on that is August 13th. And the fourth Saturday in August is the 27th. And those just will continue. They never stop. And the youth market is the third Saturday in November, which is November 19th. So those are the next. The youth market is from 9 to noon. We started that at a 4-hour market, and it was a little much for especially the younger youth, so we pared that down for just 3 hours, but we do feed the kids afterwards. We found they're very hungry, so we do a pizza party or something after while we give out the awards for sales, best smiles, just really cute.
Best business concept. Yeah. All the way from the whole scale of it.
You should do a best booth or best table.
Oh, yeah.
We do that, too.
Oh, you do that, too?
Yeah, we also do, like, best branding. Like, we had one that was, like, Smash Bros. So, like, everything on their table was made to look like Super Mario Brothers kind of stuff. So, even down to their shelving and their signing, it was pretty awesome to see.
I was actually a judge last year, and it was just really fun to go around. And, you know, we're a mortgage business, so, you know, like, I was just, you know, kind of questioning them. And there was one kid actually asked for the sale. one, and I, you know, of course, I gave him some high marks and stuff. But it's just really cool seeing like these, you know, kids are shy, and some of them are shy, and some of them are just outspoken, and some of them you can, you know, mom or dad's kind of like, hey, so here's a customer, you know, here.
Yeah,
and
it's
just so fun watching them, and we encourage like everybody in the community come out and support the youth market. It is in November, and it'll be at the Parcel.
Yep, and we will start looking for sponsorships for that in September.
Just read my mind.
I know.
Don't you already have a major sponsor though?
No.
That's not what I heard on my text.
What'd you hear?
Huh? Oh boy.
Somebody's giving us money? Okay.
Let me guess.
They were supposed to be on the first hour, and it was a real estate show. You know who that is?
Oh, nice.
Really?
Can you say the name?
Is it Mr. Chad Hansen? Wait, wait, wait. Mortgage?
Love those
the
guys.
The president and CEO of Mojave Mortgage?
That's
hey,
what I was
Chad
waiting
Hansen,
for.
President and CEO of Mojave Mortgage.
No, he says founder and CEO.
Oh, founder and CEO. Thanks, babe.
That guy.
Wow. Dude, that's
awesome.
What
he said. Yeah, I got a text. It says Mojave Mortgage is a major sponsor
a major.
Of the youth.
We are a major sponsor. Yes.
That's another reason to love those guys.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Absolutely. All right. So if you're interested in a sponsorship, it's 928-235-8105.
Yes.
And the email is havasutogether@gmail.com. How much easier does that get?
I know. Simple.
Wow. Yeah. That is simple. Very simple. All right. So, again, it's the farmer's market, a youth market, community youth market, and the art night.
Yes. I think the neatest thing I found with the farmer's market is when I first started it, a lot of our local businesses had other ways to reach the consumer because we didn't have a farmer's market. And so it's taken time to evolve, but I knew there would be a time where the farmer's market would become a outlet to reach the consumer, and businesses are being developed because we have the farmers market. So we have ranchers. We have a rancher that comes all the way from Winden, Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
We found her. She was doing some in Parker, and she isn't comfortable going to Phoenix because there's big ranches there, and so she drives all the way here just for our farmers market.
Is that Jessup?
Jessup Farm.
Jessup Farm.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
And they're chicken. I mean, I'm a consumer of the farmers market products.
Mm-hmm.
And their chicken is delicious. They sell all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
and
we literally
you're all range-free and organic, too.
I mean, of course, if it's possible.
Yeah.
You know, I do support the farmers market. And what I love about our farmers market is we really, I mean, it's Arizona grown.
Mm-hmm.
If it's in Arizona and if we can source it, it's going to be at the farmers market. And Reagan and Sean. Sean's an urban farmer himself.
Right.
He does White Hart Farms. He grows mushrooms and microgreens and all kinds of things.
Wow.
And it's there is produce here in Arizona.
So one last thing, Reagan, I'm going to let you guys toot your own horn. You got an award from Bob's Red Mill. Is that right?
Yes, it was.
What does that mean?
We won actually $5,000 for being one of the best farmers markets across the country. So
mm-hmm.
people just went online and voted for us, and I received an email that, hey, we want to send you some money. And I was kind of like, us? Me? Who? What? So, yeah, it was very, very nice to receive.
Always nice to receive that type of recognition, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sean, did you have something else?
I was just going to, like, kind of on a note about she was saying about things coming out of it. We end up, the hardest part of the farmer's market getting going was finding local produce people to come in and sell. And so Reagan and I ended up actually going down and creating our own companies. She has Diamond R Produce, and she goes around to local farms in the Arizona area and then brings their produce to our farmer's market. And then I actually launched White Hart Farms, like Don was saying. We grow gourmet lettuce and exotic rare mushrooms people don't often see, and crazy stuff like basil that tastes like cinnamon. So
what?
Yeah, so we were fully committed to getting this stuff going, and if we can't find it, we're trying to make the businesses ourselves at this point.
Wow. Yeah, all right. Well, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
You're
thanks
welcome.
For having
Thank
us.
You for
Absolutely.
Having us.
I've got a little election update. I think I'll get to right after the break. The governor's race getting
even closer.
Good with 91%
Lord.
In. They're still counting a lot of Maricopa County right now. There was only 93% in. And, yeah.
Maricopa County.
Maricopa was the only, I dived really deep into the numbers, and Maricopa was the only county that Kerry Lake did not beat or has not beaten so far Karen Taylor Robeson in. So all the
that
other 14
sense,
counties, yeah, very, very, very.
Rural versus.
Pretty interesting,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, rural versus metropolitan,
yep.
You think?
It's big time.
All right. We're going to come back. Monica Hall's coming in. We're going to talk about Support Our Schools Week. And, of course, Mojave Mortgage was a big part of that.
Hey.
Right?
Yeah.
With Realty One.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
Well, we're going to talk to Monica and get the scoop on Support Our Schools Week. I think there's like one or two more days left to donate.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, we're talking about this?
Yes.
Yeah, through the 7th.
Right, through the 7th.
Yes.
So there's three more days.
Yes.
Yeah, because today's the 4th.
Yes.
All right.
Good math.
Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie. Speak Big out. Great. We'll continue. Thanks, guys.
You can pump up every memory.
We're back on Speak Out. It's a crowd in here. We're going to do crowdfunding. Right, Monica?
That's right. Absolutely.
All right. I got a update from Roger Galloway at the county. The governor's race has gotten even closer. They had like 93% of the votes counted in Maricopa County, which was the only county out of all 15 that Carrie Lake did not have more votes than Karen Taylor Robeson in. But right now it's 45.4% for Lake, 45.1% for Robeson. It's very close. So my question is, if it turns for Robeson and 100% are counted and all the votes are counted, do we cry election fraud or what? What's going on? I'm just saying. So I don't want to throw it out there. I'm just thinking that's probably what's going to happen, and a few heads are going to explode across Arizona, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Let's get to the topic at hand right now. Support Our Schools Week. Monica Hall is here. Here's the folks with microphones right now. Monica Hall, Judy Tassie, and Brenda Atkinson are with us. And I'll let you start, Monica.
Tell
us how this program has changed.
The Support Our Schools occurred because Brenda Atkinson over here came to me and said, Monica, we want to try to get all of these organizations that help teachers, schools, and students get together and get school supplies and have one universal, here it is, citywide school supplies. And so with that, I'm going to be like, Brenda, you want to talk now?
Well, we have done this with the Lake Havasu Association of Realtors for a number of years. And it started out very simple. And to be honest, it started out because my daughter was a teacher at Jamaica. And she came to me and said, as a new teacher, Mom, I want to decorate my room. Can you pay for it? And I really then found out how much the teachers really do support their students. When parents can't buy the supplies, they buy the supplies. So that kind of started the movement, and that's how the Lake Havasu Association got into the school supply drive. And Judy and I have done it together for a number of years. And there's been years where we raised a lot of pencils, and there's been years where we raised a lot of $100. So it's really nice to see a teacher that really appreciates the fact that we're the public and we're helping out. So it has grown from that, and one of the reasons we went a little different, Monica and I worked together for years. She was in the financing construction industry, and went to Monica because everybody was kind of doing their own little thing. And what if we could come up with something that the whole Lake Havasu City united? And fortunately, we had a partnership with Cal Sheehy, and they came up with the idea of Support Our Schools, and then it went from there. So there's a number of people that are represented here today that we'll turn the mics over to, but it is going very well. I hope that everybody has a Support Our Schools flyer in their windows and that we just keep getting bigger and better. So, Judy, it's all yours.
Yeah, Judy, what's your part in all this?
So I'm the president of the Lake Havasu Association of Realtors this year.
Uh-huh.
And so that probably puts me on the microphone. However, Brenda and I, Hal Christensen, and a few others at the association, we for years have been doing this, not Support Our Schools Week, but Support Our Schools school drive at the Realtor Association. Mm-hmm. And so this year, we just kind of decided that we do a great job. I mean, we've raised $15,000 sometimes. It's a great dollar amount. But we really thought, why are we trying to kill ourselves doing this ourselves, when, in fact, the community kept reaching out to us saying, we would love to help out. Like, how do we get involved? And so that's when we started bringing in all the partners. And we are so excited to have some of them. They're like Havasu K-12, Chamber of Commerce, the hospital. It's been pretty cool.
So speaking of the hospital, newly reelected.
Is that my
city
title
council
today?
Member? Yes.
Which hat do I have
Jenny
on?
I don't know. Which hat do you want to wear?
The other night I had my hospital tag on at the council meeting. I was like, they let me sit through the whole meeting with it on.
That's pretty cool. So how did the hospital get involved in all this?
So it's very interesting because when I started at the hospital 6 years ago, we have what's called our community involvement team within our employees at the hospital. So they do different programs throughout all year long to help out different community organizations or whatever is going on in the community. One of the things they did do then was school supplies and backpacks for the kids. And we donated those. And over the years, we've done that just within the hospital itself, within our employees. A couple of people on this particular committee had reached out to me. It's a little bit more of a process when you get such a big corporation to do something like this, but we did get the approvals from everyone that it was fine that we could go ahead and partner up and then have boxes in the front lobby. There's so many rules and restrictions. But we have great leadership at the hospital and great leadership up above for LifePoint Corporation. So our employees have donated a lot of school supplies. Our box is full, and we've donated money as well to go and do a big shop with our involvement team. So the staff really enjoys doing these things, and they love it, giving back.
So the only person that could probably talk more than me and you put together, Jenny, would be Nikki.
Hi.
Hey, how are you, Nikki?
I'm good. How are you, Paul?
Great. How does the chamber get involved in all this?
So it was very kismet when this came about, and I think it was a phenomenal idea. I applaud everybody in here for jumping on board. I'm not a big fan of duplication of efforts, and I love collaboration, and I know the chamber is a huge advocate for collaboration and working with our community partners. With over 300 nonprofits in town, how great is it that we can join forces for a community-wide effort? So the Chamber Ambassadors, which are Chamber volunteers, do a school supply drive every year. So we actually went and shopped local at our members for school supplies, which already have filled up the box. And then it's so great that we can put it towards this effort as well as open our doors for people that come through the chamber to donate goods. So just super happy to support it. And once again, I applaud everybody in this room and the catalyst that that got this going. It's awesome.
So Gordy Hall is here as well. You're the principal.
Thunderbolt. Shout out to Thunderbolt out there.
Right. How much does this program help your teachers?
Oh, amazing. I mean, just, you know, new teachers come in and not knowing sometimes, like, you know, where do I get the supplies, or, you know, do I have to pay out of pocket for these things? And to have people in this community all come together to help new teachers mm-hmm. and in our community, I mean, to be able to set up their classroom and be able to have those supplies just takes a huge burden off their shoulders, you know, so that they can take care of the students. So, you know, we appreciate all of you guys for setting this up and contributing to really help the school district, you know, overall. So thank you guys so much. We appreciate it.
Monica, this program has changed, though, for this year, correct?
Oh, this is the
You've gotten to where you've herded all the cats into one room.
Exactly.
Okay.
We've talked about it for years. Several years ago, we stopped doing the collecting the school supplies for teachers because we really, actually, the Realtors Association had established that they were the true powerhouse that would do this. So this year now, it's going to be an inaugural one where they don't have to try to do that all the time, because you always get these anomalies that are out there in the city trying to collect, and it's like, you're the fifth person that asked me, Monica. So it's kind of weird, and now it's like, let's try to make it that I'm the first person and the only person. How amazing would that be?
Right.
So, and I'd like to just take an opportunity to say, to name all of the places where you can actually drop school
yes.
supplies off at. So we have the Lake Havasu Association of Realtors up on Swanson. We have the City Hall has a box out there. We have the Chamber of Commerce has a box, which they're working on a second one right now, which is awesome to hear. You can actually go to the Lake Havasu Unified School District office, and you can drop off supplies there. Locally downtown, Foothills Bank is a place where there's a box as well. How about the post office, Paul? Most people think I couldn't make that happen, but it did.
So there you go.
We have a box at that post office. And Havasu Regional Medical Center, obviously that's a local one. And then down on Lake Havasu Avenue, we also have Horizon Community Bank. So we have a really a variety of boxes that are within close proximity to the top or the bottom. And we're hoping that people can just keep filling those boxes up, because I don't think that you can have too many supplies, school supplies.
Introduce your guest over here that took Jenny's microphone, and then what part are you playing in the school supply drive? Go ahead.
Yeah, so this is Judy Harris. She also
know Judy. I just wanted you to make the introduction.
She is also part of Destination Havasu, and she's, well, you know what? When you have Brenda Atkinson and her in the same office, you get an idea that, you know. So there comes her, our next volunteer. Go for it, Judy.
How does Destination Havasu, how did you get a part in all this?
long, long, long time ago, decades ago, I was president of the Lake Havasu Association of Realtors, which is now Judy Tassie, and I watched Brenda Atkinson, who at that time was not my broker, I worked at a different brokerage, take on the school supply drive along with Hal Christensen and some other amazing people, and I always said that woman can do anything. And once we talked about it this year and she talked about having the city jump in, all of the different folks in the city do this, I said, let's make it happen. We are so excited because we even got an official proclamation that was read by Cal proclaiming Support Our Schools Week from August 1st through August 7th. I can't read it because I'm not the mayor, but it is awesome, and right. We were very excited to have him read it, and he did a little video, and so it's pretty exciting, and, you know, it's good. Even being a past president, you get involved in this kind of a community action, and you feel a part of the city.
You had pretty good coverage in the Today's News Herald, too.
Absolutely. We're hoping for even a little more coverage.
Right, right. What about cash? I mean, a lot of nonprofits love cash because they can do their own, you know, they have their own buying power. But what do the schools have that same kind of power if people want to donate money?
Yes, you would actually donate money to the...
It's the Havasu Realtor Charity Assistance Foundation. The acronym is HRCAF. It is a 501c3.
HRCAF. So if you folks have your checkbooks out, you could just write your donation of, I don't know, 10, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50
There's
bucks.
There's no amount too little or too much.
Exactly.
We'll take it all. We actually do have a collaboration out there with Staples as well that provides discount on school supplies, so we can get more for our dollar by having actual donations, mm-hmm. believe it or not. But, I mean, it's wonderful to see people filling boxes, but it's also wonderful if we can, the more we can get, the better.
And we're all over social media. We have a Facebook page, LH Support Our Schools Week. We've been trying to constantly send out new information on social media, Instagram and Facebook and everything else we can think of.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, we've asked some of our partners and some of the people that are actually on the list of where you can drop your supplies off to go ahead, put it up on your Facebook page too. Put it up, you know, spread the word. That's what we need to do, is really spread it around town that this is our opportunity to get together as a community.
Right.
There's not one leader in the group. We're all together.
Well, we're trying to make the drop-off points a little easier
this
year than just individual realtors and that sort of thing. So I get that. How is it going so far? Do you have any indication of how the donations are going so far?
Amazing, amazing. For instance, there's some locations that are not even on here, Paul, because they have so many employees and they have such a, for instance, the Anderson Group. The Anderson Group, they put a box in every single... They're completely full.
Right.
And then some. So that's amazing.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So each school or each grade has a different level of giving or items, I noticed on the list. There's unique and individual items for each grade. I don't know who wants to go over that. Maybe Gordy?
Yeah, I mean.
Especially for Thunderbolt.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can see the things that, you know, we're looking for, obviously, to help out our students. You know, when students come in and need, and you know, we supply these to them, you know, to help them out. It's just, this is a great list that you can refer to. We do hand it out to parents as well, just so they kind of know what we're in need of when they come in. But what I want to say is that we did get some stuff that was dropped off at our campus, and I can't tell you, like, how excited our teachers were to go over there and check out the table and see what was available and select what they needed for their students and for their classroom. So, I mean, it makes a world of difference. And to see a community all come together to support the school system is just unbelievable. That's one of the reasons why I came back here, to be honest with you. So.
But teachers have a different need than students, right, when it comes to decorating a classroom.
Yes, yeah, so teachers, obviously, you know, if you have anything that helps with bulletin boards, I'm not a pro at bulletin boards, but
that's not one of your strengths.
That's not one of my strengths. It's not decorating, unfortunately. Anything to put up on walls, inspirational posters, things that can really help build that climate in the classroom is really important. So
I'm thinking if decorations aren't one of your strengths, then you head for administration.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I guess. Yeah. I always had help setting up my classroom. Thank goodness, you know, because I'm not a person that's good at decorating, so
there you go.
I appreciate my people around me.
One of the things we try to help out people like Gordy, who are principals and stuff, is it's not just a list of pens, pencils, and all those types of things. It's also tissues, hand sanitizer stuff, all those kind of things to help the school out in general. Mm-hmm. And so that's part of the the demands that we would like to see people drop off or that we can obtain for.
I gotcha. Yeah. It's so much different than it used to be, right? And back in the – even the access points in the school and that sort of thing. So when does school start?
We actually start on Monday.
You start this Monday?
Yep, this Monday coming up. We're really excited. We've had we had our open house this week, and we've had students coming into campus, checking things out with their parents, and we're really excited about the school year.
Is there a problem with families that may not be able to afford school supplies for their own kids?
We do run into that, and you know, we do our best to help them out. That's why I just want to say thank you again to all of these organizations that come together and really help us with getting those things, because that can be a very difficult thing. Sometimes teachers, you know, like we said earlier, do pay out of pocket, you know, to try and cover some of that. And it's really difficult at times to be able to get all those supplies. So
I can actually use it on a personal note, because Gordy is my son, and he was a teacher when he grew up. He's always wanted to be a teacher his whole life. And he worked at the school district for 5 years as a teacher at Thunderbolt. And so therefore he said, "Hey Mom, you know, Can you help me out?" And I said, "Sure." So we put money into an account for him at the beginning of the school year. And by Christmas, he said, "Mom, don't give me any gifts. Just add to my fund,
right,
would you please?"
I was going to do the full disclosure for you guys, but I figured Mom would take care of it, right?
Well, you know,
she's just a little proud of him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Let's go over those drop-off locations again. That may have just joined the conversation.
Can I interject one thing before
Absolutely.
You do? No, you do that. But I did also want to give an extra special thank you to Cal Sheehy and his staff, especially Jerry Bracamani. They came up with the logo for Support Our Schools. They were disseminating a lot of information, and without them, this thing wouldn't look nearly as good as it does or look as professional as it does. So we really appreciate the staff and Cal for everything he did.
I'm thinking Jerry did most of that. The other city manager.
You might be right. You might be right.
The other city manager, we call her. Yeah,
she is
absolutely
amazing. She is just an amazing individual. So our list again is the Lake Havasu Association of Realtors at 2293 Swanson Avenue, the Lake Havasu City Hall Office at 2330 McCulloch Boulevard, Lake Havasu Chamber of Commerce at 314 Leonard Bridge Road, the Lake Havasu Unified School District at 2200 Havasupai Boulevard, the Foothills Bank at 1771 McCulloch Boulevard, Lake Havasu City Post Office at 1750 McCulloch Boulevard, Havasu Regional Medical Center at 101 Civic Center Lane, and, of course, Horizon Community Bank on Lake Havasu Avenue.
And then how much time do people have to empty the shelves over at Staples, get that great discount, and then donate to one of these boxes?
I think I'm not positive, but I do believe that Staples has a sale going on this weekend.
But how much time do people have to donate to the program? So
yeah, we're
going to
leave the boxes out there a couple days extra.
Our
goal is
we just want to make sure that if people are late, we certainly don't want to pass up the opportunity.
Our goal is to disseminate the school supplies by August 15th.
August 15th is our target date to deliver to all the schools.
But we'll go longer if we need to, because we love our schools.
Thank you.
You have new teachers at Thunderbolt as well, right?
Yes, we do.
Did you have any problem filling the staffing positions that you had?
A little bit, but we learn, we get through that. You know, thank you to the help that we get in that. Our HR department is very supportive in helping us through that. But we went out and got our teachers. So I'm really excited to see this school year and you know, what happens. So
I'm only asking because one of the districts in Bullhead, I think I heard, was 35% to 40% short. So, yeah, they had quite the staffing problem. When it came to teachers, not so much support staff. So, all right, we're going to take our last break of the hour. Thanks, everybody, for coming in. Did a great job, Monica.
Thanks.
Bringing all these people in the same room. We had Monica Hall, Judy Tassi, Brenda Atkinson, Jenny Koch, Nikki Nickel, and
Judy Harris.
Judy Harris, of course. We saved the best for last, right? All right.
At Gordy Hall.
Well, she's one of my friends on Facebook.
Yeah.
So there you go. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. We'll come right back with Final Shot in just a moment.
When the eloquence so scares me, their logic ties me up and wrecks me.
Alright, we're back on Speak Out. Probably should mention it's brought to you in part by Horizon Community Bank, also Mojave Community College, SunPower by Esme Electric, the Lewis team, Remax by the Lake, and by Les Olson IT. You can find them at lesolson.com/Kingman. On tomorrow's show, we're supposed to have Sam Scarmato. He hasn't confirmed with me yet, so if you're listening, Sam, or Shooter, as I call him, go ahead and text me. Text me a confirmation that you're going to be here tomorrow. We're going to recap the election, and it's getting really close between those gubernatorial candidates. So 0.4% separating Kerry Lake and Karen Taylor Robeson. All right, Hannity's up next, preceded by Fox News. Be safe out there and stay hydrated.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.